John Mason. How is everybody? Don't dare try to tell me that climate change and global warming isn't a damn thing. It damn sure is. We have record heat waves. It's in the triple digits in the south, some of those southwestern cities. And the geniuses running our corporations refuse to acknowledge it. Why? Because they're blinded by the big bucks that they rake in by from the fossil fuels, which pollute our air. And we better get serious about transitioning to other forms of energy, like wind turbines and solar panels, biomass, all that stuff. The fossil fuels are going to become extinct, and we keep up with them, we're going to be extinct, okay? Yesterday, I was at the African American Museum in Philadelphia. I recommend it highly. They have been collaborating with the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts for an exhibit called Rising Sun, Artists in an Uncertain America. It goes by the theme, Is the Sun Rising or Setting on the Experiment of American Democracy? I would hate to think the answer is yes, because we have a lot going up against our democracy, such as it is. We have a rabid, rancid-minded gang of supporters of the former inmate in the White House. I won't dignify him with the title of president. The same people rampaging through the Capitol on this January 6, 2021, trying to stop a duly elected president from becoming certified by the Electoral College, which I believe has to be eliminated entirely, as it is from our slaveholding era. And we also have this these localized movements to ban any serious discussion about gay issues, sexuality, the reality of transgender sexuality, and the whole hoo-ha about boys going into girls' restrooms. But in fact, they may be in boys' bodies, but by some reason they're really girls. And they need all the help and support, our help and support for their transition. And the scare about drag queens. The thing about drag queens is that they play games with ideas of femininity, bear with me. And these so-called grassroots movements, like the so-called Moms for Liberty, who quote favorably the Adolf Hitler, they're trying to deny the reality of the existence of same gender loving people, transgender people, bisexual people, and they also want to prettify the experience of slavery, the shameful blot on our history known as slavery. In our history, see, the new standards, educational standards from the election officials in Florida under Ron DeShithead, DeSantis, is to teach the idea in the middle schools that slavery was good for the enslaved people because it taught them valuable skills. They weren't even allowed to read or write. They ready even to know their own birth dates, where they come from. They were kept willfully ignorant, and any effort to educate them brought severe penalties. And in the high schools, they're going to be taught that the Tulsa Race Riot in 1921, where a prosperous African-American neighborhood in Tulsa, locally known as the Black Wall Street, was struck by an all-white riot, and the rioters just demolished an entire prosperous African-American neighborhood. And these new standards in Florida are saying that blacks took part in the riots too, as well as being victims. Bullshit! That's what we're up against. That's what democracy is about. Learning your real history. Learn the real story about your country's history. And that's what these two exhibits at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts and the African American Museum in Philadelphia, that's what it's about. So I urge you, drop by these two institutions if you're in Philly and look at the exhibits. They work in all sorts of medium, like film and sculpture and photography. And they're from all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of ethnicities that comprise America. And I urge you to get out there and vote. But please know what the issues are. If Donald Trump gets back into the presidency, God forbid, he will be even worse than he was the first time around. He'll set the entire federal government against his enemies. Trade unionists like me, intellectuals like I am, kind of, sort of, especially those in the federal apparatus who have been prosecuting him, like Jack Smith and Bob Mueller, all of them. A dictatorship. That's what it's about, a dictatorship. That's what he's after. That's what his minions are after. Let's make damn sure they don't get back into office. Okay, I'm all talked out for now. And now advertisements. It takes some work for me to put this podcast and all my other media projects together. And so I could do with some help. Please, some donations. Please check my website, johnomason.com, one word, and click the PayPal button. Trust me, I could do. It will help me continue this project and expand on it. Thank you. And there's also my novel, available on Amazon, Soldier of the Cross. It's a story of David Lucas, who as a young man in the early 60s was a whore chaser and bully and school bully and drunk. Gets in trouble in the army, becomes a born-again, zealous, manly Christian man, and just wants to be a manly man fanatically devoted to Jesus. But his attempts lead to disaster. Please look it up. Soldier of the Cross on Amazon.com. And also, Hemporific is a lovely little CBD product store located on Snyder Avenue near 15th Street in South Philadelphia. There you'll find some of the finest cannabis-infused products. Flowers and candies and gummies and oils and hand sanitizers and drinks and lip balm and dog treats. Yep, dog treats. Look them up, please. HemporificLLC.com. And also, my beloved career and business coach, Michelle Snow. Michelle is excellent in helping you develop your professional career and small business. Let you know what you're doing right, where you need work, and help you network with other up-and-coming entrepreneurs and professionals. Do please look her up. GrowWithSnow.com. Okay. Okay then. Let's be careful in this heat. Drink lots of water and work in some salt in your diet. Not too much. And be careful in the heat. Let's be fresh for the fight as it's coming up. Okay? Take care. Have a good weekend. Shabbat Shalom. Bye.